From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Governments are scrambling to determine if any wrongdoing occurred among citizens following release of millions of leaked documents from a Panamanian law firm. Russia Monday denounced their disclosures after they revealed associates of President Vladimir Putin allegedly funneled nearly $2 billion through offshore accounts. Will Fitzgibbons, with a Washington-based international consortium of investigative journalists that was part of the leak released Monday, said such offshore companies can be used to avoid taxes.
It is inherently unfair, I think, that just because you have enough money to pay lawyers or a private bank to order you a shell company that doesn't do anything, that you can do that, and through that shell company, you actually end up paying 5% taxes instead of the 35%, for example.
He says such companies are not inherently illegal. They can be used to hide other crimes, such as money laundering, sanctions busting, and drug deals. Gun battles rocked Brazzaville Monday, the capital of Republic of Congo, following the controversial re-election of longtime President Denis Sassou Nguesso, blamed on a rebel group called the Ninjas. The government said the militias had fired to the Mayanga military base, four police stations, and the mayor's office in the southern part of the capital. Mr. Sassou Nguesso was ruled for 32 of the past 37 years, was re-elected by a wide margin March 20th. The International Criminal Court is expected Tuesday to announce whether it will drop charges against Kenyan Deputy President William Ruto for his involvement in the country's post-election violence in 2007-2008 that left 1,200 dead. Judges ruled in February that some of the evidence against Ruto and Joshua Arap Sang was inadmissible. This is VOA News. The U.S. released